is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
COVID-19. The headlines from California. LA County facing full-blown coronavirus surge as cases spike 75%. Deaths rise. And then to the Washington Post, the East Coast. COVID hospitalizations rising post-Thanksgiving after an autumn lull, mentioning not only COVID, Omicron, but also influenza and RSV. I welcome Dr. Henry Miller, a physician of the Pacific Research Institute. HenryMillerMD.org is where to see Henry's reporting. To comment on what we're observing right now, which is an iteration of the Omicron called the BQs, dominating these new infections. Henry, a very good evening to you. Was this predictable? Is this the nature of virus, that it comes back when the weather turns crisp and people are indoors? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, it is in an indirect sense, in that with every single infection, you get viral replication, duplication of its, in this case, RNA, more virus produced. And with every replication, you get the you get new mutants, and their exposure to the power of Darwinian evolution, in other words, survival of the fittest, and so you get new variants being promulgated and able to spread the disease. And what we're seeing is that with each of the variants of concern, from the original Wuhan strain through Alpha, through Delta, and now to Omicron and its subvariants, we're seeing that it's, in a sense, healthier. It's stronger in that it can evade immunity better than its predecessors. And by immunity, I mean immune protection created by previous infection or by vaccination. The current vaccine, the bivalent booster, is pretty good at preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death, but not at preventing infections. And so the infection rate, as you alluded to, is way up currently.
The simultaneity of COVID, Omicrons, RSV, and flu, is that significant?
It is important, very important. And the reason is that these are all respiratory viruses. They're all spread very readily, and they're burdening terribly emergency rooms, urgent care facilities, and hospitals. And so hospitalizations are up significantly for all of these, actually. COVID is now causing more than 9,000 hospital admissions, and after hovering between 5,000 and 7,000 for the past few months, flu hospitalizations are way up. We're early in the flu season, or we would normally be very early in the flu season, but we've already had about 9 million infections, 80,000 hospitalizations, and more than 4,500 deaths, and this is very early in the flu season, which can last into March or April.
I learned from Eric Topol, whom Henry brings him to my attention often, this is at Substack, that this surge is worldwide. And this is all Omicron. Yes, Henry, that what we're looking at here is the variants of the variants. BQ series seems to be prominent. Are the conditions, the outcomes, the effects, the symptoms, are they profoundly different than what we've seen before?
No, the symptoms are quite similar, but with each iteration, we get the greater ability of the variant to escape immunity, and that's why they become so prevalent. They are not deterred as much by previous infection or vaccination as their predecessors.
The vaccinations are the story then. So I testify what I know in rural Connecticut. I have had 5 vaccinations, 4 Modernas and 1 Pfizer most recently. I've also had a flu shot. I believe that's as up to date as any recommendation in the United States. But I learned from the Washington Post, the LA Times, and especially from Eric Topol, that the problem is the damage done by Omicron to people who are either not vaccinated at all or inadequately vaccinated. Is that the way to put this, Henry?
Well, yes, that's a major problem because, as I said, the vaccines do work well against severe infection, hospitalization, and death, and somewhat against transmission. And also, they partially prevent lower the probability of long COVID, which is a major scourge for the future. But there's also another intervention that's possible and easy, and that's masking. And we're already seeing a surge of respiratory illnesses following Thanksgiving because many people traveled on public transportation or attended family gatherings unmasked. And the result is we're seeing surges now of flu, RSV, and COVID. So the take-home lesson there is an easy one. Wear an N95 or equivalent mask in public places, on planes and in airports in particular, or at any other moderate or high-risk situation. They're cheap, they're low inconvenience, and they work.
And Eric Topol reports that monoclonals have lost their efficacy in treatment. What is a monoclonal, and is there a replacement?
Monoclonal antibodies are antibodies produced in cells in drug production facilities. And there were several preparations that were good. They're infused intravenously as a preventative to infection in people who were immunocompromised or otherwise unable to be vaccinated, or in whom the vaccines were not going to be effective. And so they were excellent at conferring several months of immunity after injection. But again, because of the appearance of these new subvariants that have the ability to avoid the effects of antibodies and cellular immunity, these products don't work anymore. And FDA has withdrawn the emergency use authorization for them. So again, people are left with masking and avoiding high risk situations that in the absence of being able to be vaccinated.
Do you still recommend the Paxlovid if you think you've been infected?
Oh, absolutely. You need to get it within a few days. It's a very well tolerated and quite effective drug, Paxlovid.
Henry, the big picture, 30 seconds. Are we going to see the Omicron continue to create new conditions that dominate? In other words, after the BQs, will there become another version that sweeps through North America? Is there any way of predicting?
There is not, is the short answer. But it wouldn't surprise us if there were. Every infection creates replication of new virus mutants, and they can go on to proliferate if they're evolutionarily more fit than their predecessors.
Dr. Henry Miller, physician of the Pacific Research Institute. HenryMillerMD.org is the website to watch the reporting. I'm John Batchelor.